For more than 4,000 high school students in Birmingham this week, their words carry more weight than usual. That's because they're here for the National Speech and Debate Association's National Tournament. Almost 50 of those competitors are from Alabama. WBHM's Andrew Yeager tagged along with one of them.
There's a simple reason Maggie Rogers began competitive speaking.
Well, my mom kind of forced me into it.
More like a nudge or strongly suggested, the way her mother tells it. In any case, her mom had done speech in high school and thought it would be good for her daughter. Maggie had her own reaction.
I thought it was an opportunity to say, "I told you so, Mom, this is not what I wanted," but that kind of backfired on me.
That's because Maggie, who was a sophomore at Vestavia Hills High School at the time, started doing well. The speech bug bit. Her junior year, she qualified for the National Speech and Debate Association Nationals in Salt Lake City. And now, having just graduated from high school, she's at Nationals for a second year in a row. Her mom, Kathy Rogers, is of course proud of her daughter.
It became a different kind of I told you so moment, didn't it? I got to say it.
Monday morning at Huffman High School as competition started, Maggie is pumped.
I got my ribbon, got my 80s power suit. So excited.
The hallways are thick with students dressed like members of a corporate board. You can pick out the coaches because they're in much more relaxed dress. Kathy and Maggie walk to her next round, which happens to be in a weight room. At a huge tournament, you use every space.
You want to pump a little iron while you're waiting?
I'm okay.
Yeah? All right.
Maggie Rogers, though, has been doing her own version of pumping iron to get to this point. She went to speech camp.
You spend the weekends working on it.
Online coaching, run through after run through.
I would do it in the hallway walking to class.
Recording herself and listening back.
Yeah, I think some of the kids on my team think I'm crazy because speech is my life. But I love it. And if you love something that much, you're going to work at it.
And what Maggie has been working on is actually not debate. It's what's called an individual event, specifically dramatic interpretation. That's where a student puts together a 10-minute dramatic performance, generally a selection from a play. Competitors will pantomime actions and change their body and voices for different characters, but they mostly stand in one place. Maggie's piece portrays a doctor at a hospital in New Orleans during Hurricane Katrina.
No, we are going to get you the best possible medical care, but we can't make the government and FEMA come and get us.
After rehearsing a few lines, Maggie heads to the next round to perform the piece in front of a pair of judges and other competitors. And this is what she does for a day and a half. Perform the piece over and over.
And FEMA, come and get us.
Keep your lips loose.
Unique New York, unique New York.
Perform the piece.
And FEMA, come and get us.
Check every detail.
Your bobby pin's falling out back here.
Okay.
Perform the piece.
And FEMA, come and get us.
And after the sixth round, a pause. Because this is when the competition narrows. Only the top 60 will advance to the next round, or break, as the lingo goes. It's bittersweet, Maggie says, because you've spent all year working on a piece that you may never perform again. All those kids in suits cramming the hallways, they're now here, packed into the Huffman High School gym, waiting to see who will make the cut. Maggie chats with two friends. They watch a man on a ladder waiting to hang the results across the unopened bleachers.
The anticipation of them, like, climbing up the ladder and, like, rolling it down is kind of terrifying. But exciting.
Finally, they're up. Kids yelp. They cheer, hug. Maggie and her friends move closer, trying to see.
That's dramatic. I don't think so.
Nope.
That's okay.
Maggie didn't break. She didn't make it. She's quiet for a moment, then reflects on the fact she's been to this national tournament 2 years straight.
Yeah, I'm excited. A little disappointed, but mainly excited and just like... proud.
For Maggie Rogers, this isn't the end of her speech career. She plans to compete in college and is already in touch with her future teammates. In fact, she says, as soon as this week is through, she'll start working on a piece for next year. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.